How would you like to grow your product from 0 to 1 million users with AI? Tom Capone will tell us how to do this. And what's so special about Tom is he's a 23-year-old AI marketer who generated $50 million for global brands like L'Oreal, Uber, and Huawei by scaling their user acquisition with AI-driven systems. And now he's building the first AI product marketer designed to grow any product from 0 to 1 million users without teams, agencies, or guesswork. And he's the CEO of Lens.ai. So Tom, tell us about how can an entrepreneur grow his product from 0 to 1 million users with AI?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success, through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lily. Yeah, so I guess it was a simple answer. I hoped it was a simple answer. The reality is, we live in a world where, you know, basically all attention on behalf of consumers and potential users is shifted on social media platforms. And with AI, we have an opportunity to get a much wider reach at a much lower cost, and to do that with much more speed, and therefore like making this more accessible to whoever wants to launch a product online and kind of scale it up, really. So I would say the first thing is to usually identify some kind of channel that you want to go for. At least from what we've observed with working with a bunch of these brands at our agency over the year, like there tends to be a recurring theme around ads working as a main channel. So AI ads. So that would be platforms like Meta ads, Google ads, TikTok ads, you know, where you can pay for a click and then get in front of consumers who are on these social medias. And then you also have AI influencer marketing. That's a really valid one. That's like usually where you're essentially paying content creators or influencers who have a recurring following and recurring viewership on their channels to essentially sponsor your product and promote it in front of their audience. And that usually tends to work best when these influencers are trusted voices in their industry, in their space, and they can easily kind of get the word across without being too pushy and stuff. And then you have things like AI content marketing. So that would be like just making content about your product, by your brand, by your mission, riding whatever kind of, you know, viral trend that's currently going on, and kind of making sure that you're plugged into whatever people are talking about, and making content around that organically on your own social media, personal social media profile or company social media profile. Then you also have channels like email, so AI email marketing, AI SEO. That you know, SEO is an interesting one, for example, because in today's world, we've shifted from a behavior of basically searching on Google the whole time, and we're now using these LLMs, these AI models, and so now we're searching on ChatGPT, Claude, and so you also have to kind of think about that in terms of how you rank your specific keywords to your website, and so there's quite a bit of work there with you know, creating on-page blogs. So that would be building out blog articles inside your website, and then building like off-page blogs. So like getting other, basically blog posts, placed on your product. So for example, saying top 10, you know, I don't know, fitness, tech products, or like, and getting ranked on these types of lists. And then, AI community marketing is an interesting one. So you can basically, you can essentially leverage pre-existing communities, much like you're doing with AI influencer marketing, where you're leveraging pre-existing audiences, so you don't have to build them up from scratch. And you can tap into these communities. They're usually subdivided by interests and categories. So there might be, if you're planning to start, I don't know, a software company around helping, I don't know, brick and mortar businesses, like maybe people who have gyms and you're building out this software for gyms, you might find a lot of relevant, like brick and mortar gym communities on Reddit, on Discord, on Slack, Facebook groups, like all of these different community platforms. And so that's a different way to get your users. By the way, bit of a disclaimer, like these marketing channels that you can leverage with AI, like it's just they've existed for the past few years. They've gotten really effective with AI today. So like with AI systems, you can run them from top to bottom, where you can generate hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, even sometimes hundreds of thousands of users on a single channel. The only thing that varies across them is the amount of budget that you have to invest. So let's say, AI ads, for example, like Meta ads, Google ads and TikTok ads, they require you on a daily basis to invest money on their platform to actually get in front of potential users. Now, let's take AI community marketing, for example. It doesn't cost you that much to go on ChatGPT, draft up a message, personalize it, where you're providing value through a post, a comment, and plugging in your product and then dropping it into a relevant community. It just, it takes more time for you to research the communities, and then, draft the personalized messages to provide value and plug in your product. But it's a much more free channel. With AI today, these lower cost free channels can get you probably your first hundreds, sometimes thousands of users. They won't scale up potentially to hundreds of thousands, but all I'm trying to say here is there's different AI marketing channels for the growth stage that you're at. So if you need to get from 0 to 1,000 users, it's a much different problem than getting from 1,000 to 10,000, 10,000 to 100,000 is a different problem, to getting 100,000 to 1,000,000. And so you're going to require to plug in different AI marketing channels for each growth stage.
Thank you. So let's take these strategies for growing with AI one by one. So let's say for the 0 to 1,000 users, let's say you want to take your product from 0 to 1,000 users. If you were to use the AI community marketing, one thing that I've found is, let's say, it can be spammy, right? When you post something and then people can kick you out of the groups and so on. How do you manage that issue so that you don't get banned out of the groups that you want to promote in? Because a lot of times the managers of the group are quite swift in kind of kicking you out of the group. Or oftentimes you also have to pay for a lot of groups to be, you know, there are some communities that charge, let's say, $97 a month to be able to, you know, promote, and you can only promote on Thursdays or whatever. And then there's other communities that are not monetized in this way, but they are more kind of swift in terms of like kicking you out of the group. So how do you do it correctly so that you are able to grow your product from 0 to 1,000 users leveraging the AI community marketing strategy?
That's totally a valid question. I mean, for example, Reddit, there's different community platforms. So there's private and public community platforms. And so Reddit, for example, is a public one. From what I understand, I mean, you have to train your AI agent on knowing every single guideline on that platform. So, for example, with Reddit, you have this thing where every account has a high or low karma. And so that's almost a validation score for Reddit to see the trust and the reputation of that account. And basically, you can increase that karma score by providing more value on articles. So that's how they mitigate the promotional spamminess inside Reddit. So you always have to take the perspective of, what is the community company doing, right? So Reddit implemented this high karma score. Now there's two ways to go about this. You can build up a bunch of Reddit accounts to high karmas. You can also, by the way, if you have a bit of money, purchase high karma accounts directly, so that you have a high reputation score off the bat. And then with those accounts, you can run, let's say, this sort of value-driven outreach in the specific communities that you need. And the second way to go about it is, of course, you want to make sure your product is never at the center of the article. And you want to train your AI to make sure it's going value first always. So he's got to have a good extrapolation of what the community interests are, of what all previous threads have discussed. So you kind of get an idea of what these people are driven towards. And then you want to encapsulate that into a new insight that they haven't heard. And then kind of... It's a artful blend of plugging in your product somewhere, probably at the bottom of the thread that you post, and basically just having it there as a sort of advocation rather than an actual marketing or direct sales act. So it'll probably be something like, I've tried this product, it solved this for me, and then you just link the URL, or you just link the name. I think the name usually tends to get flagged less, so that there's different ways to mitigate this, and there's different AI marketing agents which are pre-trained to do that. So you can, spend tokens and you can run this AI community marketing, to get users, and he'll have the context from your product. He'll have the context from these communities which you'll have found. And so he'll blend those two things to, make sure that it serves both you and it serves the community.
Thank you. What other strategy from the ones that you mentioned would you use to grow from 0 to 1,000 users for your product?
So as I said, it's pretty much budget dependent, but let's assume someone, obviously, if there are 0 users and they want to get to 1,000, they're pretty tight on budget and they want a low budget, high ROI channel, let's say. So AI community marketing is one. From what we've seen, actually, AI influencer marketing is one. So this is really interesting, because when people think about influencers, you have this idea of the celebrity who takes selfies and videos on the beach promoting some kind of beauty product, or I don't know, a travel influencer. And that's not the case. So for example, in AI, which is a space I'm familiar with, what we've been doing is we've been contacting AI marketing tech business influencers, and a lot of these guys, because they're basically sponsoring tools all day, they're kind of making posts around, check this AI tool out, check this, tech tool out. Most of the time, they're not always closing these brand deals on a pay-per-post basis. So it's, you don't always have to put money up front to do it. And so what that means for you, as someone who needs to get his first 1,000 users, you can probably go ahead and contact a lot of influencers on platforms like X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, and you can, if you do enough volume, and if you do a good job at describing the value of your product for them, so that they can easily understand it, understand how it would benefit their audience, then they'll reply to you, then they'll be interested. And there's, what I can say in terms of messaging, which at least we've seen, and have trained our AI on is it usually is you have to try and make a concise, write paid promo, and a question mark at the end as a hook, because lots of times they open the social media platform and they'll only see the first word and they're kind of scrolling through to see whether this message is another thing that isn't worth their time. And so when they see the paid promo, they're immediately hooked, inside their social media DMs. And so that helps with the reply rate, or at least the open rate. They're actually going to open the message. And then with the reply rate, what helps is describing your product in a very concise way that they can, understand it and kind of see value for their audience. And just leave us a small CTA at the end. If you're interested, reply back and I'll send over some more details. And I'll share some references from other creator campaigns that we've done, which adds that little bit of social proof that you're doing it. You've done it before. And then just leave a name, a signature at the end. So that's usually the copy format that we found that gets 20 to 30% reply rates and, our AI is trained on as well. But basically there's different steps. You need to contact a large, batch of influencers, find them, contact them on this platform. You can easily find them by training, like setting up a new account on these social media platforms and training the feed only on that. The reality is if you use your own social media account, it'll probably have, I don't know, some cat videos, some, I don't know, some videos about AI, some videos about politics, and all that kind of stuff. But what you need is a very, verticalized account just on AI, for example. If you got a fitness product, you need an account which only follows and interacts with fitness influencers, because that's going to tell the feed to suggest more to you. And then that makes it easier to find more. And so and then when it comes to cutting the deals, so what are you actually going to propose them? It's usually kind of three ways I would go about it. One is the affiliate model. So you can provide a percentage, commission on sales that they bring in. They tend to be a bit more skeptical of that, because, some of these guys are usually either on their way to making it an actual job and need the upfront money, or it's just like, I don't know, depending on the platform, YouTube, it takes a lot more work to make a video compared to Instagram on average. And so they might be more skeptical, to take that on YouTube, for example. But then, you can also pay, based on a minimum conversion guarantee. So that's usually what we call, you have a fixed payout based on, a number of conversions that you bring in, number of sales that you bring in on the website for the product. And so, like, let's say, for example, you were to propose to them like a different variety of minimum conversion deals, ranging from you bring in 100 conversions in 3 months, and we pay you, I don't know, $1,000, $2,000 potentially. To you bring in 1,000 conversions in 3 months and we pay you $20,000. And that gives them enough range to say, to decide how ambitious they want to be about your product. And that usually tends to work quite well, because you have, you can actually predict the payout by simply taking the price of your product and saying, okay, 100 sales of this product would give me this amount of revenue, and then I'm willing to give up, you know, whatever, 10% of that, 20% of that. The third way, which I would approach it, which is kind of the ultimate resort, if you're not able to get these influencers, across, the line with some type of sales-based, deal, is you can do a minimum views guarantee deal, which is, usually you bring, a specific amount of views. And upon delivering those views for us, we give you a specific payout. That usually tends to have a higher close rate, so you'll be able to close a lot more influencers with that, because it's a good way for them to meet you. because you want sales, they want a paper post, and in the middle you've got views, so that they can kind of reach you towards that. But ultimately, is for you, it's always good to make sure you evaluate that views don't equals to conversions or sales. So you like when you tend to offer these deals, you always want to aim at a high view threshold for them to reach, and you want to look out for your CPM, so costs per thousand views, which is essentially how much am I paying per thousand views? Am I paying $1, $2? I would usually advise to stay maximum in the $2 to $4 range. Doesn't matter the platform. YouTube might go a bit higher, but usually for short form platforms, that's the name of the game.
Thank you. For a product that already has 1,000 users and wants to go to 10,000 users, assuming also their budget is low or inexistent, what would you suggest that they do?
Yeah, so I think you can pretty much, I mean, for example, taking influencer again, you can pretty much scale that to 10,000 users. When it comes to growing from 1,000 to 10,000 users, usually you've got some validation on your first channel. And then you want to keep that growing. You want to keep doubling down on the things you did well on that channel. And you might want to add a different channel to reinvest the profits of the first channel to kind of amplify, bring more, like basically make experiments and bring more sales from a different channel. So I would probably advise to, depending on the ticket of your product, of course, like this, kind of how much you're selling your product for, like your product price really matters with users, because 1,000 users on a $5 product are going to be much different to, 1,000 users with a $500 product in terms of actual budget you can reinvest. But, I think AI ads are a really good, way to actually reinvest budget and have a new channel going straight up, because the cool thing is, if you've experimented with any of these lower investment, high ROI channels like community marketing or AI SEO or AI influencer, you've probably had some validation around what the customer, what the user needs to perceive about your product to purchase it. And so the way that's important for AI ads is that you have to basically look at the Google ads, Meta ads, TikTok ads advertising system as a way to get probably like 10 seconds of your time in front of anyone you want in the world. But those 10 seconds need to be nailed down to get them to watch potentially the next 20, 30, 40 seconds and get them to make a click and go to your website at the end. So if you've released content through influencers, that's probably something that will really help you, because the way you want to structure your ads isn't like, I need to make an ad. That this doesn't work so much today. Actually, we've seen data around e-commerce, software and info product brands who have the highest performing ads on these platforms. And what they're doing is they're making sure that these ads almost look like organic content. So you like, it's almost, if you've ever been on the Instagram stories feed, right? You're scrolling from one story to the other. You're swiping right, and then in the middle, an ad is going to pop up. And most of the time, the reason you would keep watching that ad is because in some way they've hooked you in the first 5 seconds to keep watching, of course, and mentioned something that truly hit you and is relevant to you. And that's kind of the targeting part. So obviously, like, profiling you well and targeting you well. But then the second part that keeps you watching within the first 5 seconds is you don't realize the ad is an ad. Like, you think it's like another piece of content. And it doesn't matter whether you're scrolling through stories or posts. Like, it's just a matter of the advertiser needs to make sure that they're creating some form of user generated ad around their product, or some form of influencer ad around their product, where there's a person speaking into a camera or doing something relevant to the product to explain what the product actually does. I think there's a really cool case study for this, which you can go look at, which is, for example, Cal AI. This is a calorie tracking app, which has released onto the App Store around a year ago. And the way they've scaled is through AI influencer marketing and then AI ads. And the reason I'm saying it's important to nail down your, for example, your influencer content or your community content is because you figure out a way to hook people visually or with written text straight away. And what they did, which was really interesting, is that they leveraged the influencer content. So with, on this calorie tracking app, you take a picture of your food, it tracks the calorie, and that's kind of the magic moment. And so they scaled with that kind of influencer content through to hundreds of influencers. And then they re-leveraged that in terms of their advertising, because it explains the influencer making the action and using the product explains the product better than a bunch of words would. So this is the reason it's so powerful. The influencer is using the app to measure their calories and getting results from it and looking fit and stuff. This in their case is an example of the user transformation, and that's what you need to convey inside the first 5 to 10 seconds of the ad. Is like, how does a user transform? First action, consequence of that action, and then end result of what they get. And trying even build your products in a way that they give immediate value to the user, so that this kind of helps you with marketing in general.
Thank you. How do you deploy the AI to actually help you to create the AI ads?
How do you deploy the AI? Okay. Yeah, so there's a couple of pieces here. The first one is you want to make sure it's trained on doing market research. And when I say market research, this is usually more so competitor research. So like these platforms, they have millions of advertisers in all sorts of industries making a lot of money every day, or at least you can deduce how much money they're by how long they've kept running the ad for. It's like there's a minimum amount of budget that these companies need to reinvest to make these ads work and scale over time. And so if someone's been running the same ad for 12 months, that means there's a pretty high probability this is a really high performing creative, ad creative that you can literally scrape from things like Meta Ads library or Google Ads library. Like you can literally like find the ad and train an AI on basically breaking the ad down, taking the core principles, the core structure elements, the specific hooks that were used and power words that were used to compose the ad. And you can essentially scan lots of these high winning ads in your industry and from companies who have similar products to yours, if not the same product. And you can basically start with a proven formula to begin with, which is, I think, the most important part. If you nail your competitor scraping and you're able to do that in real time because ads change every day, this is the winning piece for getting results on these advertising platforms. The second thing I would say is, I would test. I mean, most of the time, if you're probably doing some form of either video or static ads, so I would test all of the AI video generation tools out there. I would test all the AI image generation tools out there, and then I would understand what they are good at. So let me make an example here. So for example, for AI video generation, you have the Google VO3 model, you have the Kling AI model, And you have a bunch of others. But for example, the VO model is very good at doing, for example, vlog formats. And so if you were to create a vlog ad, it will work quite well. For example, the Kling model. And by the way, these kind of references update in real time because these AI companies tend to release updates on a regular basis. So you want to keep watching out for these. But for example, the Kling model for video is very good at generating front-facing direct camera kind of UGC style ad creatives. And so you want to make sure you tailor which AI tools you're using for generating ads based on the type of ads that you're creating and scripting out. And so that's the second important piece. And then the third important piece is you want to have once you've listed your and launched your ad live on Google or TikTok or Meta Ads, you want to make sure you have some form of evaluation system for what is going wrong with the ad, what is going well. And so that usually tends to break down in two things, which are you want to track your click-through rate from the ad, so how many people are clicking through the ad onto the website. You want to track the average viewership time for the ad. You want to track things like, at what point are they skipping it? Like, that's super important because that tells you at which point the ad is going wrong. So you want to have these sort of more granular micrometrics, which your AI analyzes and can correlate with the qualitative stuff. So you want to combine the quantitative, the numbers, and the qualitative, which is like, what am I seeing on screen? And you want to have an AI be trained and on processing that in real time and get really good at essentially making up an assumption on what the next ad you should test should be or what changes you would make to that same ad to get a better result. And then you test it in real time. The other important thing is you have to constantly run new creatives. You want to test the same creatives you're running with new versions, changing the hook, changing different parts based on the stats that you see. And then you also want to keep adding new ad creatives into the roster, to make sure that you're still keeping a good, testing variety. And the last thing, if I can add as a small disclaimer, is like there's, I would categorize two main types of ads which you can run. And the first type is like top of funnel. So what this means is in the customer awareness journey, there's users who are unaware at all of like what your problem is, that you're trying to solve is, what your solution that you're trying to solve is, and more even so, like what the products, what the available actual products in the market are to solve that problem for them. So there's people who are completely unaware about that. And for example, like someone might be completely unaware they need, I don't know, they need like healthcare insurance for, I don't know, a specific business trip to to a specific country. And so, but then when they get exposed to the general issue of like, you know, 87 out of 150 countries basically require this type of insurance, and you hear that and you're basically not aware until that point you need that specific insurance to be whatever legally compliant or to not lose any money in the future, then that's the point where you become aware that you need a problem. And then when you become aware that you need a problem, you start looking for a solution to that problem. And then out of the sets of solutions, you're going to look for a specific available product. You're going to start looking at product lines. So all this is to say, top of funnel ads can take you from top to bottom in 30 seconds, 1 minute. They can get you from being completely unaware Do you need that problem? To figuring out you need a solution, then finding the product right in front of you so you can click and go to the website. And so that those are really powerful, but you need a very good, compelling fact to get these people over the line. Sometimes it's a stat around, them losing something, so a future pain. Sometimes it's simply a very compelling motivator, so something that they've been looking to do, but they didn't know this other problem was in the way of doing that, and so they go from top to bottom very easily. The bottom of funnel ads instead, which is a second type, are ads where you're already, like the user, the potential consumer is already pretty aware that they have this problem, and they're probably in the solution seeking space, so that they're trying to figure out, maybe I have this problem with growing my business, and a marketing agency could be the solution. Maybe this new AI tool could be the solution. Maybe this course could be the solution, right? And they're looking for these types of solutions, and that's where you have to structure the ad in a way that's very verticalized and compelling on what your product has, what competitive edge it has over these other solutions, because they're in a place where they're very high intent, but like they're not going to be dissuaded by simple benefits anymore. They're going to be dissuaded by features that you have that other companies don't. And the way I define benefits versus features is features, like for example, if you've ever gone to a website, right, and to buy a software tool for maybe yourself or for your business, and what you'll see is in the pricing page you have all these features. Most of the time you're not going to care about those features until you're a later stage of the purchasing cycle, and when you're going to care about those features when you're comparing a product versus another. A good example of this is I'm buying a pair of running shoes, and there's the Nike, there's the Asics, and I'm comparing these product lines, and I'm looking at the sole. Is the Nike one lighter? Like what is the material that it's composed of? Like all of these different features, like things like in this case the weight, how big they are, like all of these things basically are more useful to me when I've got one product in front of another, less useful to me when I'm trying to figure out that I actually need this problem. You know, at the top of funnel, I just need to know that running shoes will make me 70% better running. This is what I need to know. This is like the general stat that needs to make me aware of the fact that if I don't buy running shoes, I'm not going to be 70% better running. And so I'm not going to be competitive enough, or in what I want to do, I'm not going to reach my goal. So this is a core difference here and a good framework to think about it.
Thank you. Tell us about optimizing retargeting ads on Meta, for example, with AI.
Right. Yeah. So, for example, Meta has a thing called lookalike audiences, and usually you can build that up when you run a specific amount of ads. By the way, you can also build lookalike audiences by, for example, doing email campaigns. So there's alternative ways that you can do this. But what I would advise is, like, a good way to do retargeting is, like, I mean, Meta has integrated a lot of these AI targeting and retargeting features inside their ad manager. So you can pretty much, a good example here is if you've, regardless of whether you've done influencer marketing or not, it's a good thing to, again, like I was saying, build up your feed from scratch on influencers in the space, in the industry that you're interested in. Because what that's going to help you to do is it's going to help you identify channels, and then usually channels have interested people. So you can create lookalike audiences from pre-existing channels and trusted voices in your space, and you can essentially do you can set up in the ad manager, you can set up to retarget those lookalike audiences of people who follow this person or this other person in your industry. So that's quite a common way to do it today, because AI inside the Meta Ads dashboard is quite good at selecting these type of audience channels. So you want to make sure you simply set up the right keywords which are related with these influencer channels that you're scraping. The other thing is, like, if you're running like a good way to run AI email marketing, for example, in my perspective, is to combine it with AI ads as a channel. Because what you can do is, if you're either getting users and customers on through AI ad campaigns on Meta, Google Ads, and TikTok ads, I think once you get these customers over the line, most of the time you have to find a way to extend their either their lifetime value, which is an important metric of a business, because ultimately I look at this specifically in e-commerce. Like, you buy a pair of socks, but you don't need socks like every month, right? Like, you maybe you buy them for a year and you're good. and so you have to find a way to kind of make the business model recurring, and AI email marketing is a good way to do that, because you can keep running discounts, offers, you can run St. Valentine's, you can run all these kind of seasonal offers through your email flows. So you can set these up through softwares like Klaviyo, MailChimp are really good. And basically, it doesn't matter whether they're purchased or not. Like, you can also set up some form of lead magnet. So for that would be some kind of a free thing that you give them through which they basically sign up with their first name, last name, email, number, and that allows you to basically start sending them into your email list, and then basically have this AI email marketing channel kick in. So you don't need to sell them something necessarily, but it's a good way if you've sold them to I've seen lots and lots of times there's e-commerce brand just running AI ads channels, which is like a big thing for them in terms of where they get the revenue from. But then I've also seen companies running AI email marketing, and that amounts to like 20-30% of their revenue sometimes. And so you're missing out on like 20-30% of additional revenue coming from an additional channel if you're not trying to run extensive offers post-purchase on customers and users you've already onboarded. And the second thing is, again, you want to make sure even if you don't have like users that you brought in, that you run some form of lead magnet and then build up an email list. It is still a valuable thing, for how crazy it might sound. Like, people do still kind of look at emails on a daily basis. It has a much lower conversion rate. So, and essentially people who buy, and so you have to aim at getting a quite large number. This is why I would suggest implementing the AI email marketing probably later in the growth stage, let's say, probably when you need to scale up from 1,000 to 10,000, or 10,000 to 100,000, or be a super valuable channel.
Thank you. How can someone leverage being recommended by ChatGPT or AI SEO to grow their product from 0 to 1 million users?
Yeah, so I think a lot of the SEO normal SEO concepts apply. Like, you still need to have some sort of relevance on Google, right? Because the thing is, like, these LLMs, these the ChatGPT, the Claude, the Gemini, they all like completely scrape the web on a daily basis. They crawl the web, and Google is on top of that list. So, like, everything that's going to pop up on Google for them is going to be really relevant. and how Google ranks it. But then that's not the only thing that matters. So, like if you're optimizing for LLMs like ChatGPT and stuff, you, by the way, there's different tools to do this. There's AI agents to do this, but what I would say as a tactical piece of advice is, you have to make sure that you're ranking for Google first. And the way you do that is by creating on-page blogs on your website. So you want to look at a set of keywords. By the way, you can do this on, SEMrush. I think WooRank is another one. It just shows you basically, how many searches these keywords are getting, how high to low intent they are. And then what you want to do is optimize for as many keywords as you can that are closest to your high intent in your industry space. So let's say, for example, we're a I don't know, we're like a marketing course, let's say, right? We want to make sure that we've got as many keywords popping up around marketing course as possible. So there's going to be a lot, by the way. There's going to be like our marketing course is good, are like all of this stuff. Like we want to be just like popping up in the searches around that. And the way you do it is you basically on the back, you create a blog section on the back of your website, and those are your backlinks. So these are all the blog posts that you post on there are going to be relevant in the Google searches. So even though they're not appearing on the front page of your website where your product is, they will appear on the back, and Google will basically see that. And also, by the way, ChatGPT will see that. And then every time that those words get mentioned, those what is the best marketing course, and you have a blog post named "What is the best marketing course," giving them all the solutions and all the research and valuable insights around that, Google and ChatGPT see that. And then it's easier for you to rank maybe in the top 100 pages on Google, and for ChatGPT to see that and for that snowball effect to kick in. The second thing is off-page blogs. So you want to make sure you don't simply do it on your own website. You also do it on other people's website. You need external references. That's what usually Google sees as a high form of reputation for a website. So if a link to your website is included to many different other pages, and your name for your product and these different and basically that like your product and like your tags and all of that stuff is included inside other blog posts, then usually it's a volume game. So the more you get out, so the more you get off page blogs placements, the higher probability one of them is going to get ranked high, and so that's going to give your own website a bit more ranking credibility, and it's going to make it easier for ChatGPT to search it up. So what I would advise is to get off page blog placements. You basically have to contact, like, again, research the keywords from WooRank, SEMrush, figure out which keywords are best around your specific like product description or product word. And then use those keywords to search up all the top blog articles which you can get placements in. So there'll be a lot of articles around best marketing course in 2026, top 10 marketing courses in the UK, or top 100 marketing courses in the US. These kind of and you can get your regular LLM AI to suggest these to you and get all these keywords and work with this WooRank and SEMrush to figure out which keywords are worth placing for.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Yeah, so I think my X account is Tom Capone 11. Just Tom Capone on LinkedIn. And then Instagram is TomCPN17. And then like my company, you can just search the name. It's l3ns.ai. So that will be Lens with a 3. We're happy to, I'm really happy to help out fellow entrepreneurs. I think we're at a stage in time in which the word entrepreneur is not simply relevant for the everyday founder. It's also quite relevant, in my perspective, for anyone who's trying to figure out how AI can improve their life, how they can surf the wave of AI instead of being crushed by it. We've seen a lot of unemployments, layoffs coming from companies like, I don't know, Amazon and other big tech companies, like laying off like 15,000 people and stuff. I think it's important for people to figure out that I'm not sure this trend will decelerate. And we've seen a lot of big tech CEOs which are running these AI companies saying a lot of jobs could be, you know, automated within the next 5 years. And I think this is an opportunity for everyone to face reality and say, what are the ultimate paths that I can take in this new global economy that is being shaped? And the way we see it is, you know, it'll either end up in some place where most jobs will be, you know, executed by AI agents, and we're going to end up maybe in a sort of universal basic income situations where we get government subsidies. And honestly, I'd hate for that to happen. And so I think that the second alternative, which is the most exciting one, is that an everyday person today can become an entrepreneur. And they can, it's getting easier and more gamified, to build products and launch them online because of AI. And so, we've seen companies like Lovable Cursor, for example, with a click of button, you can build a software and then you have a product which you can sell online. And I think the equivalent of that, at least what we're trying to build, is an equivalent of that that enables you to click a button and distribute that product online on marketing channels and get sales and users on it.
Tell us briefly, yeah. What does Lens AI do for companies?
Yeah, so Lens AI is an AI product marketer. It helps anyone who wants to grow any product to essentially grow it from zero to a million users by simply spending tokens on AI ads, AI content, AI influencer, and more. Basically, all the channels we described in this conversation, you can spend tokens and essentially get an AI agent to generate online sales for you on your product.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.